We are all aware of the power of a Nitzak during the Seder, and how people experienced unbelievable Yeshuas when they cried out with those words with all of their heart. So why is the Tefillah of a Nitzak so effective? So in a Sefer Sha'arim B'Tefillah, Rav Shimshon Pinkus explains that there are 13 distinct forms of Tefillah. Shava, Zaka, Naka, Rina, and so on. The most powerful among them is Tzaka, a scream, a cry from the deepest part of the soul. Tzaka isn't just loud, it's raw. It's a cry that emerges when you're in such a desperate place that there are no words strong enough to capture what you're feeling. When your emotions are too overwhelming to put into words. Your heart simply erupts in a scream. It's instinctive. It comes from the depths of your neshama. Tzaka is the highest form of tefillah because it comes from such a deep place, it has the power to pierce all barriers and ascend straight to Shemayim. On Seder night we have a mitzvah, Chayv Adam Liris HaSatzma, Ki'ilu Hu Yotzim Mitzrayim. A person must see himself as if he personally left Mitzrayim. We don't just read the Agada, we live it. So when we get to the words of a Nitzak, we're not just recounting a moment in history, we are stepping into that moment. We are reliving the pain and the desperation, and ultimately the Geula. The story of Yetzias Mitzrayim isn't just a chapter in our past, it's a living experience. And that cry, that tzaka, is as real today as it was back then. The Zohar tells us that Yitzchak Avinu gave the brachas to Yaakov on the night of the Seder. And when Esav discovered that his father had given the blessings to Yaakov instead of him, the pasuk says, "Vayitzak tzaka gadoyle amara." He let out a bitter and powerful scream. This wasn't just any cry, it was tzaka, the highest form of tefillah. And the Medrash says that Esav's scream on that night gave his descendants the power to rule over us until this very day. Generations later, when Esther Malka told Mordechai HaTzadik about Haman's evil decree, the pasuk uses the same exact words, "Vayitzak tzaka gadoyle amara." Mordechai cried out with that same deep scream. He then called on Klal Yisrael to fast and daven for 3 days. And which 3 days were they? Erev Pesach, the first day of Pesach, and the second day of Pesach. And the Medrash says that Mordechai's tzaka was a direct counter to Esav's cry. His scream neutralized the negative powers of Esav's scream. And that reversal is what ultimately brought about the Yeshua of Purim. So say the night when we scream Vanitzak, we can override Esav's tzaka and experience our Yeshua. And with that, I'd like to share with you an incredible story. Last Pesach, a close family friend, along with his wife and daughters, were spending Yontav at his in-laws in Lakewood. This family is known for the tremendous year Shemayim and Chesed. They even founded a remarkable organization that helps patients navigate serious illnesses. Their two daughters, both in their mid-20s, are refined special girls. Yet, they hadn't yet been zoiche to find their tzivik. So my friend's father-in-law felt he had to do something about it. So on the first night of the Seder, as the family reached the paragraph of Anitzak, he suddenly stood up, he picked up the kara from the table, he held it over the older daughter's head, and with all of his strength he cried out, "Vanitzak!" And he turns to the entire family and he says, "Let's all daven, but really daven, that she should get engaged this year." And the entire family stood up with emotion and crying out and screaming from the depths of their hearts, pleading with the Rabbeinu Shlom for Yeshua. A few minutes later, he walks over to the younger daughter, and again, he lifted the kara over her head. And the family repeated the process, crying and davening and pouring out their hearts. Fast forward 12 months. The older daughter is now married, and the younger one just got engaged a few weeks ago. On Pesach, when we say Vanitzak, all of the gates of Shemayim are open. It's a moment charged with spiritual power, a time when cries from the heart rise straight to the Kisei HaKavod, and our tzaka can bring about our Yeshua. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Yontav.